A closed sky kept spitting and everyone wore galoshes against the mud. The peeling birches creaked and dripped. Candle flames twitched and fluttered. Her daughter, Good Girl, stood nicely beside her, but Isaac on the other side kept squirming against her right hand bunched in his little jacket. This was a boy who hadn't stopped jerking and kicking from the second he came out of her, with thick hair gleaming like fresh-skinned carrots and his biting mouth screaming enough for twins. Almost five now, about to travel across the earth to meet the father he'd never seen. Gitila made them look at and put pebbles on the gravestones of their grandmother and then all their great-grandparents. That was enough. Another 5 centuries or more of buried Jewish bones spread away from them beneath the hissing branches. She adjusted her veil and turned back to face the living. Her Tata, Zalman Moscovitch, her sisters, the nieces, and the husbands.